Back in 2004, I went through a bad breakup, and I felt like I needed to be around creative people and other people who might know what I'm going through. And so I decided to go to an open mic poetry event at the Mercury Cafe in downtown Denver. And I sat in the audience for the first time, and I heard these poets get up in front of, you know, this large crowd and break themselves down to their bare atoms. And it blew me away. It was the first time I'd ever seen slam poetry, and I didn't know that anything like that existed. I knew that there was spoken word, and people got up and they read poems, and I knew about the snapping of the fingers, you know, and the incense burning in the room, and maybe some guy with a drum set kind of beating away really softly. But I'd never seen poets get up in front of audiences and break themselves down in 3 minutes. And I decided at that point that I wanted to do anything and everything that had to do with this. I didn't care if I was performing. I just wanted to be there and listening. And since then, I've been involved with slam poetry. I was on the 2006 Denver Slam team that won the national championship. And I fell in love with the people. The official spiel for slam poetry is that it was invented in the 1980s by a construction worker by the name of Mark Smith. And then the audience is supposed to yell, "So what?" And the idea that Mark Smith had was that he wanted to give poetry back to the audience. So he created this competition. And in this competition, poets get up in front of an audience and they read original pieces of poetry within 3 minutes or less. And in that 3 minutes, you cannot use any musical accompaniment. You can't use any props. It's just you and your poems up on stage. And then your poems get judged by 5 random members of the audience, preferably those that have never heard this type of poetry before. So it kind of levels the playing field, and it gives all the poets up on stage the opportunity to become triumphant in the event, because you don't really have any biases. If you've never really heard it before, you know, you're kind of putting everybody in the same box. Slam is the competition, and often it gets mistaken for an actual style itself, because there's many different styles that can fit into slam. You know, we often say, "Oh, he's a slam poet." Well, that means something, but it doesn't mean something, you know, in the same breath, because, you know, you can get up in front of a group and read a haiku and be considered a slam poet. There have been poets that have gotten up there and then read sonnets. This next poem I wrote because I really believe in the power of words. And I wrote this poem like 3 years ago, and I've been performing it across the country. And someone somewhere along the way took this word and submitted it to the Urban Word Dictionary. And now it is an official word. And I just made this word up for the sake of this poem. And it kind of fits the entire point that I was trying to make in the first place. So this poem is called Ganook. Why in the world is bootylicious a word? Look it up. According to Oxford's Modern Dictionary, it's an adjective meaning very sexually attractive, a blend of booty, buttocks, and delicious. And if that's not bad enough, the words bling bling, jiggy, and fat, spell P-H-A-T, have found their way into the official English language dictionary as well. It seems like all you need these days is a B-list celebrity and a rap video, and boom, you're an instant wordsmith. So I'm throwing my hat into the ring. Because if Beyonce can do it, so can I. So here's my contribution to the English language. It's Ganook. That's right, Ganook. Spelled G-N-U-C-K. Ganook is a descriptive word, usually negative, directed towards anyone who's adopted this MTV disposable lifestyle as a culture. If you put 22-inch spinning rims on your mother's minivan, that's Ganook. If you wear a quadruple XL white t-shirt and you're not a teenage girl at a slumber party, that's Ganook. If you are a teenage girl at a slumber party and you've got the words cute, sexy, or grab me written across the ass of your sweats, that's Ganook. But a product is only as good as its advertising. And since there's no such thing as bad publicity in pop culture, my word needs controversy. So we think we'll construct my word letter by letter in E! Entertainment tabloid style. All right, we'll start with the letter G. All right, we all know that sex sells, so maybe we'll film the letter G in a threesome with two other random letters of the alphabet, in Paris Hilton night vision style. Then we'll post the whole thing up on YouTube. The letter N we'll recruit from somewhere off the streets, somewhere with real credibility like Bedford-Stuyvesant or South Central Los Angeles, and it has to have been a shootout, maybe even a high-speed police chase away from paparazzi underneath the Manhattan skyline. The letter U we'll pull the sympathy factor from young girls with low self-esteem and body image. Maybe we can release to the press that at a young age, the letter U had an eating disorder and that her twin sister is just now recovering. The letter C will get caught in the south of France snorting cocaine off of an eclair. And finally, the letter K will fall in love with a much older letter in the alphabet with a public history of infidelity and unusual religious beliefs. We can hold their first interview on Oprah, where the older letter will jump up and down on her couch and make a complete jerk of himself. And there you have our word, Gnook. A complete description of the things we find value in pop culture and how wasteful we are with our power. Like, if we have the power to change our language, then why don't we do it because something needs to get said? Like, how come there isn't a word for my daddy's coming home? Or how come there isn't a word to describe what water tastes like? Or how come there isn't a noun for the place between confusion and enlightenment? So I hope the good people at Webster's can hear me, and I hope they give my words some serious consideration, because it's Gnook. Gnook. For the 30-year-old rappers still living in their grandparents' basements. Gnook. For the white kid who still has cornrows in his hair. Gnook. For the Lindsay Lohan in all of us.